Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? All right, today we're going to talk about conversions. Now, what do I mean by conversions? Well, it really depends on you and your business and what a conversion is. One of the things that drives me crazy all the time is people collect information from their customers and they ask them, where did you hear about us? And the client or the prospect says, oh, I heard about you on the internet. Well, you know, that's kind of a big broad brush. Did they hear about you by doing a Google search? Did they hear about you through an ad that you placed, maybe in Facebook? Did they hear about you through Maps or Google Business? Maybe they saw an email that you had. Or it could have been an ad on a third-party site. So the key thing with conversions is, first and foremost, you have to have a plan of what you're trying to accomplish, and then you have to have the measurement of what it is that is being effective. So let's start out with a plan. What is your goal in trying to convert somebody? Let's start out with a website. All right, you've got a website, you drive people to it. What is the goal that you're trying to accomplish? Now, obviously, the most important goal is to make a sale, but that doesn't always happen. So maybe your goal could be to get permission to communicate with them more. How do you do that? Well, there's lots of different ways to do it. You can get them on your email list. You can get them to follow you on social media. But usually, you have to incentivize that. So it really starts with creating a sales funnel. We've talked about that before. So the sales funnel could be somebody gets to your website and you offer them some kind of freemium or giveaway or something to entice them to get them on your email list. Maybe you convince them with a coupon to make a purchase. I mean, by far the best company to ever use coupons, in my estimation, is Kohl's. Man, when that mail comes and you get that little sticker and you get to peel it off, you either get 15, 20, or 30% off. Man, when you get that 30% off, you're elated because, man, you're going to save 30% off some great stuff that you don't need. And it works. I mean, we do it. We buy stuff. I got a 40% off coupon at Christmas, and we went nuts on it. So, you know, whatever the incentive is to get people to do what you want them to do, that's what you got to figure out. What's your plan? How are you going to drive people to the action that you want them to take? So, if you're trying to get them on your list, the best thing you can do is create a freemium or a giveaway and give away your best stuff. By doing that, you're going to gain respect from that person. So, if you're going to give them that great stuff and they have to sign up for your email list, then make sure in your email that you have autoresponders that builds upon the great stuff that you gave them. Keep them engaged. Keep them informed, and keep yourself top of mind. Now, another thing I see happen is people collect names in email lists and then never send anything. They don't have a plan to communicate on a regular basis. And if you're going to send them something, that plan should include more great information. If you're constantly just selling things, people are really tired of that. I don't know about you guys, but I get close to 100 emails a day. And the vast majority of them are selling things. Now, I stay on some lists because I know, like, and trust these people and I respect them. But then I get added to a whole bunch of lists that I never signed up for. That drives me crazy. I don't have time for that. So put yourself in your customer's shoes. You know, would you want to get a whole bunch of sales messages? Or if you got some great information that really could help you propel your business, would you like to see that in your inbox? I would. I love that kind of stuff. I love great information that's going to help me propel my business forward. So when you're sending out emails, do it with a sense of how would you feel if you get it? Now that you've got this information, you've got them on your website, you've collected their email, now you have to find a way to convert them into a customer. And that's what conversions is all about, is we want to convert people from a prospect to a sale. One of the things that drives people crazy is they send out emails and they don't get a lot of opens. They're not getting the response that they want. And even worse, people unsubscribe or people complain. Well, don't feel so bad about that, because chances are those people aren't going to buy from you anyway. So spend time growing your list with the right kind of customer. A while back, I talked about creating your avatar. So what is an avatar? An avatar is your perfect customer. A lot of times, your avatar is you. You are your perfect customer. You're the kind of person that you'd want to work with. So you have to think about, who is my perfect customer? How do I get them on my list, and how do I communicate with them? Now, I've created a simple little quiz or a simple little worksheet that's going to allow you to dig deep and figure out who that avatar is. You can get it free if you go to baconpodcast.com/perfect-avatar. There you can get on my list, download the free assessment, and find out who your perfect avatar might be. So understanding how to communicate with your perfect customers, keeping them informed and engaged by giving them great information, is the way that you're going to be creating conversations and conversions with your ideal customers. And that's the goal. That's where you're going to sell the most stuff. Now, the second step in this process is what I call measurement. Are you measuring the effectiveness of what you're doing? Some people like to do A/B testing, where they send out one email to one group and one email to another group to see if one is acting better or getting more opens or getting more click-throughs. And that's why you want to use a program like AWeber that gives you the kind of measurement tools to check on how effective you're being. Now, if you don't have AWeber, go to brianloves.info/AWeber to learn more about it. It's a great tool. That's one way you can measure effectiveness of your marketing. The other way is using Google Analytics. You can check and see where traffic is being driven to your website and specific pages. You can also measure whether you're getting any kind of traffic from your social media posts and things of that nature. And ultimately, the goal is to drive them to the place where they're either going to convert, they're going to turn into a customer, or they're going to get on your mailing list. One of the things that you can do is you can set up goals for conversions inside of Google Analytics to be able to measure this stuff. You have to have a plan, you have to have a system, and you have to have goals. So for example, I want to get them to this page, and if they get to my thank you page, that means they've already purchased something. And I can measure that and say, okay, I converted them from a prospect to a client, and I can measure that in dollars. So you can actually see how your business is doing with your online marketing. There's also analytics built into social media. For example, in Facebook, you can go in and look at your insights. In Google, you can go in and look at how many people have clicked on your Maps page. If you're using Google Business, there's lots of different places where you can measure the effectiveness of what you're doing. But what drives me crazy is a lot of people don't spend a lot of time doing that. So here's my suggestion to you. If you want to maximize conversions, you have to have a plan to look at the data. Go look at the analytics so you can understand how effective your marketing is. Now, if you don't want to do it yourself, you can hire somebody else to do it for you or get somebody to pull reports for you. But for God's sakes, check your numbers. So you can see that having a plan of what it is that you want to accomplish and then also having a measurement system in place is the best way to maximize your conversions. And don't forget about communicating to your avatar, that's your perfect customer. The more you find them, the more you communicate to them, the better chance you'll have of converting a prospect into a sale.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.